Welcome to Lies Changes Truth. I'm your host, BK Blessed, and in this podcast, we dig deep into the stories we tell ourselves, the lies we've been told, the changes we make, and the truths we uncover along the way. Life is a journey, a constant evolution from one version of ourselves to the next. But what happens when the stories we've been telling ourselves no longer serve us? When the lies we believed, whether from others or from within, hold us back from becoming our truest selves? The Bible tells us in John 8:32, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Each episode will explore how truth can free us from the lies and false narratives we've been holding on to. Every episode, we explore personal transformation and challenge the narratives that keep us stuck. Whether you're navigating self-doubt, facing lies others have told you, making changes for the better, or searching for your truth, this is the place for you. So let's dive in and start our journey of truth together.
Green. Stop searching for the miracle and be the miracle. This ain't gonna be lyrical, this is straight facts. Stop waiting on the change and be the change. This ain't new news, this go way back. Stop waiting on someone to get it for you, go get it for yourself. Take your pride back. If God is your motivator, then you can do all things. Believe that. My power is divine, every line aligned with the higher power, receive that.
What's up, guys, beautiful souls? I hope your day is going marvelous. I always like that word, marvelous. I want to say a prayer over you today. Can I say a prayer over you today? God, please protect them from any hurt, harm, or danger. Please, God, heal them mentally, physically, and spiritually. God, you know their needs. God, I pray that they not only survive today, but overcome all obstacles and move all mountains. I pray blessings over their lives and that you will provide them with all their needs. In Yahshua's name I pray. Amen. Have you ever felt like no matter who you vote for, nothing really changes? You ever thought to yourself, Republicans and Democrats, they all fail to represent us, especially those of us who walk in faith? Yeah, this episode is a little different today, but we still bring in that truth. And I want to welcome you back to another episode of Lies Changes Truth. I'm your host, BK Blessed. And today we're pulling back the curtain. I want to help you see through the smoke and mirrors of modern day politics. See, the truth we're tackling today is politicians are not for the people. And they haven't been for the best interests of the people for a very long time. Now, this isn't about picking sides. It's a wake-up call to see things as they really are. Today, we're breaking down the lies we've been told about politics. We're exploring the behaviors of leaders on both sides of the aisle and asking, do Republicans or Democrats actually reflect Christian values? If you didn't know already, the answer is no. And finally, learning this truth will lead you to real freedom. Because beautiful souls, it's time to get free from the deception that politics is the answer to our problems. Let's start with this generational lie. The government represents we, the people. I don't even want to sugarcoat it. Politicians are not in this game to serve the people. Yeah, they tell us they are. They shake the hands, they kiss the babies, and show up and interrupt our church services, and smile and wave for the cameras. But what about their actions? See, because actions typically speak louder than words. These politicians, they sell us the idea that they're servants of the people, working tirelessly to represent our best interests.
But let's be honest. How many of you really believe that anymore? President Harry Truman once said, "A politician is a man who understands government. And it takes a politician to run a government. But the moment a politician thinks about the people, he stops being a politician." The system is designed to keep power concentrated at the top. And that's whether it's corporate lobbying, if it's backroom deals, or policies that prioritize profit over people. We see time and time again the voices of everyday people silenced by the overwhelming dominance of power and greed. The truth is, politicians are playing a game where the winners are always the wealthy and powerful, and the losers are always the people. In a game of politics, we're the pawns. You haven't noticed how every election season, the rhetoric gets louder, angrier, and more divisive. Politicians use fear to pit us against one another. Republican versus Democrat. Conservative versus liberal, rural versus urban, and rich versus poor. The division isn't accidental. It's a strategy. While we're busy labeling each other liberal snowflakes, conservative bigots, Trump supporters, Biden lovers, politicians are sitting back and benefiting from the chaos, passing laws and making decisions that line their pockets. Not ours. You want some examples? Okay. First, let's talk insider trading scandals. Members of Congress from both parties have been accused of insider trading, using confidential information to make stock trades and grow their wealth. Meanwhile, everyday Americans are struggling to afford groceries. Then there's the endless wars. Politicians from both parties have supported wars that profit defense contractors while costing countless lives, both American and foreign. Now you want to talk about healthcare? While they argue about healthcare policies, millions of Americans remain uninsured and underinsured. And let's not forget how much money pharmaceutical companies and insurance lobbyists pour into campaigns. Yeah, these donors, they expect something in return. And the politicians, they deliver. And it's often at our expense. While many Americans struggle to make ends meet, politicians enjoy six-figure salaries, pensions, and a healthcare plan that most of us can only dream of. In every political fight, whether it's over healthcare, immigration, or taxes, it's an opportunity for fundraising. They scare us with the big speeches and how the other side will ruin the country and then they ask for donations to stop the madness. We feed right into it. I mean, they're both doing it. When it comes time to make decisions, they're not thinking about we the people. They're thinking about their donors. And I just can't forget the role the media plays in this. Politicians use media outlets to spread propaganda, fueling outrage and deepening divisions. They know that as long as we're glued to our screens, angry and emotional, we're not questioning what's really happening behind closed doors. And with that said, I want you to know and understand that neither party fully aligns with Christian values. They both claim to be working for justice, morality, and the common good. But their actions rarely align with the teachings of Christ. Yeah, they might sprinkle in a verse here or there. But when you look at their actions, their fruit, it becomes clear that their allegiance is to their donors, their careers, or their ideology, not to God or the people that they claim to serve. All right, let's take a look at both sides. On the Republican side, they're shouting family and Christian principles. But many of those same leaders have been caught in scandals that completely contradict that message. former Republican Speaker of the House, Dennis Hastert, presented himself as a family man and a Christian leader. Later, he was convicted of bank fraud related to hush money payments to cover up sexual misconduct. Then there's the Democrats. Their hypocrisy is loud. They're always screaming about justice and equality. But they fund campaigns with money from massive corporations that exploit the very communities that they claim to defend. Former Democratic Vice President Joe Biden, he played a key role in the 1994 crime bill, which disproportionately impacted black and brown communities, leading to mass incarceration. And that's a problem we're still dealing with today. See, it's one thing to preach about equality. It's another to create policies that destroy families. Jesus says in Matthew 7:16, you will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? If the fruits of their labor are division, greed, and corruption, then how can we believe they're working for our good? When both sides manipulate the truth to fit their narrative. But here's the reality. Neither side is truly for the people. And we have to weigh their claims against the Word of God. Because Republicans like to use Christianity as a political weapon, incorporating faith for their own agendas. They like to align themselves with the church while actively engaging in policies that contradict Christ's teachings. How can a party that claims to be pro-life also support cutting funding for programs that help children after they're born? How can they claim to be for Christian values and yet they pass tax cuts that overwhelmingly benefit the wealthy at the expense of the poor? Proverbs 14:31 says, whoever oppresses the poor shows contempt for their maker, but whoever is kind to the needy honors God. Let's be clear. Claiming the mantle of Christianity while actively working against the poor is not biblical. But on the other hand, Democratic leaders outright reject the idea of God's authority. Instead, they push secularism to the extreme, removing prayer from schools, promoting ideologies that go against biblical teachings, and ridiculing Christians as outdated or intolerant. Democrats often speak about justice, but they fail to recognize that justice without God's truth becomes skewed. Isaiah 5:20 warns us, woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness. See, neither party aligns with the full scope of Christ's teachings. Republicans often neglect the poor, while Democrats often reject God's authority. So we basically have one side weaponize a religion to gain votes, but show no evidence of being followers of Christ. On the other side, we have leaders who dismiss faith altogether, treating it as irrelevant or harmful. Frederick Douglass once said, I love the pure, peaceable, and impartial Christianity of Christ. I therefore hate the corrupt, slaveholding, women-whipping, cradle-plundering, partial and hypocritical Christianity of this land. It's not enough to call yourself a Christian. Your actions, the way you treat the poor, the oppressed, the marginalized, that's a true test of your faith. And let's be real. Our political leaders across the board fail that test over and over again. And why do we keep buying into these lies? And why do we keep voting for these leaders when they so clearly fail to reflect God's values? We've been so conditioned to believe that politics is the solution to all our problems. It all stems from fear. And politicians thrive on fear. Fear of the other side, fear of change, fear of losing what we have. Republicans, they use immigration, socialism, and losing our freedoms. While Democrats, they emphasize climate catastrophe, systemic oppression, and losing democracy. Both sides manipulate fear to control us. But 2 Timothy 1:7 reminds us, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And then the tribalism. It's worse than sports. We become so loyal to our political parties that we've lost sight of the bigger picture. As followers of Christ, our loyalty should be to God's kingdom, not to a political party. The division we see in politics is not just hurting our country. It's hurting us. It's tearing apart friendships, families, and communities. It's infiltrated the church. Think about it. How many times have you seen Christians arguing over political candidates instead of focusing on the Word of God? How often have we allowed political loyalty to outweigh our loyalty to Christ? Ephesians 6:12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. The enemy loves when we're divided, because division weakens us. While we're busy fighting each other, the real enemy is winning. And I know you're like, BK, if neither party represents Christian values, then what's our solution? The answer is simple, but it's not easy. We got to adopt a kingdom mindset. Jesus said in John 18:36, "My kingdom is not of this world." Our hope, our trust, and our identity should be rooted in God's kingdom, not in earthly systems. Well, when we adopt the kingdom mindset, we stop looking to politicians to save us. Instead, we start living out the change we want to see. We become the hands and feet of Yeshua, serving our communities, loving our neighbors, and standing up for justice. But how do we navigate politics as Christians? First, we have to do what Matthew 6:33 says. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. We need to remember that our hope isn't in politicians or policies. It's in Yeshua. Second, we got to hold our leaders accountable. Proverbs 31:8 through 9 calls us to speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. Defend the rights of the poor and the needy. Don't just vote for someone because they're in your party. You got to research their actions, not just their words. And please, do your own research. Don't just get your information from these biased news stations paid for by corporations. And three, you gotta be the change. And instead of waiting for politicians to fix our problems, let's start in our own communities. Advocate for justice and live out your faith in practical ways. And four, put God above politics. Remember, no politician or party will ever fully align with God's will. Our ultimate allegiance is to him. Mark 3:25. If a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And right now, our house, our nation, our churches, our communities, they're divided. While politicians profit off of our division, we have the power to choose unity, truth, and love. Don't let them manipulate you into fighting battles that only make them richer and more powerful. British historian Lord Acton famously said, "Power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely." Politics is, it's not about service anymore. It's about power. Don't let party loyalty blind you to corruption. Whether Republican or Democrat, we must demand integrity and truth from our leaders. Let's commit to being people of truth, holding our leaders accountable, and staying focused on God's kingdom. God's beautiful souls. The truth is, no political leader or party will ever fully reflect God's kingdom. They're human, flawed, and they're often driven by self-interest. But see, our hope isn't in them. Our hope is in Christ. I want to thank you for joining me today on Lives Changes Truth. If this episode spoke to you, share it with someone who needs to hear it. Connect with me on Facebook at Lies Changes Truth and on Instagram at Lies_Changes_Truth. Until next time, stay blessed, stay informed, and stay you.
This is your time. This is your life. You're gonna be all right. You're gonna be all right. Be a motivator. Be an innovator. Be the best you. Block out the haters. Winners fail and fail. But a failure quits. Go through the fire. Cause your path is lit. You'll get through the pain. It might hurt a bit. That's how you get your weight up. So move all these mountains. Knock down these walls and break all these bricks. Don't let the devil fool you. See through the tricks. Can you feel the power? Yeah, you getting stronger. Can you make it through? Yeah, you got through harder. See, the time is now. Can't wait no longer. Cast out the fears. No more paranoia. This is destiny. Time to grab a hold. This is meant to be. Time to let it go. Believe in yourself. God's in control. This the realest thing I ever wrote to whom it may concern. This is your life. This is your time. You're gonna be alright. You're gonna be alright. Follow God's plan. Follow His life. You're gonna be alright. You're gonna be alright. Have no fear. Cause He's right here. You're gonna be alright. You're gonna be alright. This is your time. This is your life. You're gonna be alright. You're gonna be alright.